I'm Marco Werman. You're with the world. Hossein Darakhshan was known as the Iranian blog father, and as one of the first bloggers in Iran, he was often critical of the regime. Then he seemed to change political stripes, becoming more sympathetic toward the regime. Still, in 2008, he was sentenced to 20 years in jail for his online writing. He ended up spending 6 years in one of Iran's worst prisons before his release in 2014. When we spoke recently, Darakhshan told me about his line of defense during the trial.
My whole argument was that you're not putting me on trial. You're putting the person I was 10 years ago or 8 years ago. And I've changed a lot. I have become much more rational towards how the position of Iran and even the Islamic Republic is in the world now. And I'm not as critical and radical as I used to be. And you can see all that in my writings. And I hoped that it would be considered, but apparently it wasn't in the beginning. In the court, it wasn't. In the verdict, it wasn't. But gradually, I think they understood that I was honest. And this is how I was pardoned.
What was it like for you when you heard the news that they were going to let you out?
I was hoping for it for a long time, but I didn't believe that it was coming realistically.
I mean, your sentence was originally was for 20 years. So after six years, it must have been.
It was very surprising because I was imagining maybe that they would allow me to be on furloughs, long furloughs. But I wasn't expecting all the sentence to be suddenly disappeared and I would be pardoned completely. And everyone who is in that situation, I think, would feel shocked for a while and it would be difficult to readjust yourself to the new situation.
Yeah, tell me about your first impressions of seeing the outside world, of seeing Tehran after 6 years in Evin prison. What really struck you about the city?
Tehran had changed a lot in terms of its looks, especially. I mean, there is a lot of real estate development, especially north of Tehran, where price for land has increased so rapidly and so exponentially. And I think this is the most striking change you would realize when you see all these new condominiums and all these high-rise, very luxurious apartment complexes. And then there is also many, many SUVs and expensive cars, especially, again, in north of Tehran.
What about the tech changes, especially for someone like you, a blogger? You get out of 6 years of prison. It's 2014 suddenly, and people are like, you're a blogger? What's that?
The biggest change, I think, was the emergence and the unbelievable, incredible popularity of smartphones. This was very new to me. Everyone had them, was holding them, using them all the time on the subway, on taxis, on the street, even in sidewalks.
And that whole smartphone, everywhere. That whole smartphone revolution happened while you were in jail, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I was very unfamiliar with the change in culture. I mean, I had never imagined that you can even use Google Maps in Tehran, for instance, to find places, or any of these other practical apps that help you actually to live in a city, to find places, to discover new restaurants and
of course, the smartphone revolution also implies a social media revolution.
Yes, I knew Facebook before I came back to Iran and arrested, but I was only using it as a method for connecting to my friends, basically. But when I came out, I realized Facebook has become so huge that now it dominates the time that people spend online. And everything now is going through Facebook. It's become the biggest gateway for news and information for many, many people. And this was a huge surprise.
So as a blogger, how have you kind of molded yourself into that internet ecosystem now?
I think the biggest shift now with the social networks and smartphones is that basically web as the most dominant form or dominant technology that was using the infrastructure of the internet is now in decline. The web is basically dying as a result of social media and also smartphone apps.
I mean, if anything, since you've gotten out of prison, there are more apps than ever for communicating in social media. Do you think that Iran today is freer online than it's ever been?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. The censorship has increased, but at the same time, access to the internet has also increased. So there are many, many more people connected to the internet as a whole in Iran. And they have access to some social networks, and they don't have to some others. For instance, Instagram and some of these chat platforms like Telegram are widely popular, and they're not blocked or censored. But, for instance, Twitter is, and Facebook is also blocked. But that doesn't stop people from accessing them. They use many different techniques to get around these filters. And I think when you see, for instance, the breadth of discussions and diversity of the opinions that are expressed on these social networks, even from within Iran, you would be surprised. It's not perfect, it's not ideally open, but it's still happening and it still exists.
Iranian blogger Hossein Darakhshan there. He's currently living in Tehran.